for the whole team, and it was him and me, John O'Steadman, Connor Cartwright, and Doug Duggan, with Peter's cousin Dean. Do you remember Dean? Off into the woods behind the park with Dean's older brother Mark. Some cherry cola campongs down by the stream. I wore these beige chinos, swore they were just cream jeans. Their red eyes chuckling when suddenly Jono screamed. Ow! Pellet in his leg, couple more shots, whizzed past, felt fast. Probably not, just the shock of the shot. So we ducked behind the rocks. We cut through the dead leaves and the moss, up the path and ran all the way back. We didn't let up until we got past the bus stop near Joanna's house. Phil popped that pellet out with a hot box cutter, and Jono didn't cry at all, he didn't even stutter. Yeah, Jono was alright, Jono was a good guy. I think his dad came over from somewhere else or somewhere, sometime in 85 or 86, or maybe he was from Milton Keynes, I can't really remember. But he was different to ours, and Jono had been deaf till he was 4, cause he had this weird wax pulled up in his ears. So he spoke a little slow and I was a prick about it, and picked on him, bullied him before he found his feet here. Cause, well, I don't know why, but I did, and I gotta live with it. Maybe it was just kids being kids, or maybe it was just my inner ape baring its teeth. I might have been a prick, sure, but I was just insecure. And who gets to decide what's being snide and what's just giving you what you're good for? We were all good in the end, I think. He never held it against me. We ended up on a school trip to Blackpool when we hit 16, sharing cheap pills that weren't too strong, but lasted long enough to take the edge of life getting real and draw the curtains on life feeling just that little bit.
The sharks start circling and the nights get longer. Jono, I never said sorry to your face, so I'll say it in this song. I was young, but more so I was wrong. And I swear down, if I found out my own son had been picking on someone. But when he came home from school, I grabbed that little fucker by his rucksack, pin him up to the wall and scream in his face until he'd never dare make another person feel shitty at all. Cause they picked on me too, so I know, same as you, that the pain never really goes away. It just finds new places to hide inside the darkest nooks and crannies of your brain. Again and again, it surprises you every time you find it. The old cycle of abuse. He did it to me, so I'll do it to you. And it don't matter if you're tough as old boots. There's no margin for error in this world. There's absolutely no excuse. All the very fibres of our being afraid to the point of exhaustion for a bit of harmless fun. Jesus Christ, I never meant to hurt anyone.
And I was troubled too. I was lost. I lived under a storm cloud when I was just a boy like you.